Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Marhaba, welcome once again to this special and amazing silsila called Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. In this particular silsila, we translate the naat and the poetries of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which he has penned in the love of Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, inshallah, azza wa jal, today as well, we will recite to you a beautiful naat. Thereafter, we will give you the translation, its commentary. We will discuss some beautiful hadiths, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before we go any further, let us listen to a virtue and blessings of reciting darood and salutations upon the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith has mentioned that last night in my dream, I had seen an ummati of mine who was crossing the bridge of Sirat. But as he was crossing the bridge of Sirat, which is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than the edge of a sword, it is pitch black, and that bridge which is placed on the back of the hellfire. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, my ummati was unable to cross the bridge of Sirat for some time. He was crawling and sometimes he was dragging himself on the bridge. And there was a moment that he was about to fall from the bridge. But then suddenly the durood, salutations and salams which he sent upon me when he was alive in the dunya, that durood and salutations came to his aid and assisted him and helped him to cross the bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, hame chahiye, we should increase the recitation of sending durood and salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salamana alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. Today in studio we have our honorable respected Sana Khan Mustafa Naeem Qadri Attari, mashallah, who is with us at the moment, mashallah. Naeem bhai, aaj aap kaun sa kalam hame sunayenge? What kalam have you prepared for the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel?
Inshallah, sujal ala hazrat rahmatullah alayka kalam.
Acha, mashallah, suna de.
Unki mahak ne dil ke.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Unki mahak ne dil ke.
Subhanallah, unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hain, jis raah chal gaye hain, uche basa diye hain. What a beautiful naat. MashaAllah, what a beautiful couplet. Once again, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had composed. Ala Hazrat ne to kamali kar diya, mashaAllah. Every naat, every couplet, every shayr, every stanza, every line, every word. So subhanAllah, everything is unique, everything is special and amazing about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And here, once again, he has penned a very beautiful couplet. Unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hai, jis raah chal gaye hain kuche basa diye hai, subhanallah. In other words, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, and this is the translation of this couplet, he says, his fragrance has caused the bud of my heart to blossom. Unki mahak, the word mahak in Urdu means the fragrance, to smell. Fragrance, beautiful smell that emanates. So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my heart used to have a kali, a bud, Allahu Akbar, but which was closed. It was closed. But your fragrance has caused the buds of my heart to blossom. And what is your barakat, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In the second stanza he says, jis raah chal gaye hain kuche basa diye hain, whichever road, whichever path, whichever direction, jahan se bhi, from whichever way my beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has traveled, he has brought it back to life. Subhanallah, subhanallah, he has brought life to that place. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it must be understood, subhanallah, that this is the shan, this is the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that from his blessed body, beautiful, soft itr, smell that used to emanate from his blessed body, subhanallah, to this extent that the Sahaba Ikram has mentioned that when we used to look for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, at times, we never need to ask any Sahabi, we never need to ask anybody, कि क्या आपने सरकार को देखा है, क्या आपने सरकार को देखा है, हैव यू सीन नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, हैव यू सीन वेयर डिड ही गो, नो, दे सेड दैट रादर वी यूज्ड टू स्मेल द होली रसूल सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम, व्हेनेवर वी सर्च्ड फॉर हिम, व्हेन वी लुक्ड फॉर हिम, वी यूज्ड टू स्मेल, बिकॉज़ व्हाई, व्हिचएवर डायरेक्शन, व्हिचएवर पाथ माय आका सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम यूज्ड टू वॉक एंड यूज्ड टू पास बाय, दैट एंटायर गली, दैट एंटायर एरिया used to become fragrant, subhanallah. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is speaking about the fragrance, about the khushbu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, sahaba ikram farmate to hain. Sahaba ikram mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, in Muslim Sharif it is mentioned, sahaba ikram mentioned that there was nothing more soft, delicate, naram, soft than the palms of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes musafaha, he shakes or he touches anyone's hands once, subhanallah, his hand would smell for days. Allahu Akbar. Khushbu will be emanating, smell and fragrance would be emanating from his hands, better than even musk that we call, or mushk in the language of Urdu. Allahu Akbar. Better than ambar, which is a very expensive perfume, dear viewers and listeners on Madani channel. Likewise, Sahaba Ikram mentioned that this is the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Whoever he sees, jis raah chal gaye hain, kuche basa diye. If he has passed a place where people are crying, where people are sad, log ro rahe hain, mere aqa ke muskurahat se murde dil khush ho jate the. Allahu Akbar. If they are crying, if they are saddened, even the dead hearts would come back to life. They would start to smile, looking at the smile of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, there are many, many ahadith, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Whatever sorrow, whatever problem, whatever difficulty it could be, after looking at the Mubarak chehra, after looking at the fragrant face and the body of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one would forget all his problems. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hai, jis raah chal gaye hain kuche basa diye.
Unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hain, unki mahak ne dil ke.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, after understanding the first couplet, which is the opening couplet, I would say, of this kalam, subhanallah, let us move to the next one. And that is also an amazing one. Allahu Akbar. In this couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once again is teaching you and trying to make you understand the generosity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then what he says, Allahu Akbar. Mere kareem se gar قطرہ کسی نے مانگا ارے دریا بہا دیے ہے دربے بہا دیے ہے اللہ اکبر سبحان اللہ He says if anyone requested a drop from my generous master صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم قطرہ means drop کریم means the one who is very generous the one who gives and he says میرے کریم سے گر from my generous master If anyone requested a drop, Allahu Akbar, Darya baha diye hai, Durbe baha diye hai, a sea has caused to flow, granting them its priceless pearls as well. Allahu Akbar. Now to make it much more easy for you, I want to break this up a little inshallah azawajal. I will explain to you the first stanza and then the second stanza. What Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imamo Ishko Muhabbat Parwane Shami'i Risalat Shah حضرت سیدنا و مولانا امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمت الرحمن is actually saying سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel First let us examine the choice of words This is something very important I want you to pay attention on Look at the choice of words in this couplet سبحان اللہ Thereby observing the intellect and the eloquence of امام اہل سنت سبحان اللہ Look at How intelligent Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is. What zihn Allah had given him. What mind Allah had bestowed upon Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In the first stanza, he used the word qatra, which I explained to you, which means drop. In the second word, he used the word darya, which means sea or river. Subhanallah. He then follows this up by using the word dur. The word dur means pearls. What it means? Pearls. Subhanallah. Now when we examine these words, flow, drop, sea, pearls, we will realize that they are all related to water. Yes, all these things to drop, flow, sea, pearls, all these things are related to the sea. They are related to the river. They are related to water. Allahu Akbar. And water is that which is natural and flows in abundance. There is no doubt about that. Subhanallah. Pearls are also found in the sea. And pearls are priceless. Allahu Akbar. They are very expensive. They are priceless. Allahu Akbar. Whereas even a single drop of water and the qeemat of water is also priceless because you cannot put price to a water. When a person is dying out of thirst, when his tongue becomes like a thorn in his throat, in his mouth, and he needs one drop of water which could perhaps save his life. So, in the case of intense thirst, even a drop of water could be priceless. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, in this couplet, the great Imam is once again explaining the unique nature of the generosity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. In other words, he is saying, When we ask our beloved master for a drop, aapne qatra manga mere sarkar se. You ask just for a drop, meaning for something which is small in our time of need. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is so generous. He is so kareem that not only does he give us a drop, but he causes the seas of blessings to flow. Subhanallah. He causes the seas of blessings to flow. And with this, He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam even blesses us with its priceless diamonds and with its priceless pearls. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Do you know, dear viewers of the Madinah channel, you asking for one drop. Allah Hazrat is saying, you are asking for one drop from the Holy Rasulullah. You are asking according to your capability. Apni haisiyat ke mutabik mang rahe ho. But my Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is giving according to his generosity. He is giving you according to his speciality. He is giving you according to his love that he has with you as he is your master and you are his ummati. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, this should refreshen your iman. It should refreshen your faith and your connection with the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let me give you some examples so that you may understand the generosity of the Holy Rasul sallam. Kisne kya manga sarkar ne de diya? Allahu Akbar. In whatever field, not only money, not only wealth, anything anyone asks for. Look, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in a hadith it is mentioned, apni haisiyat ke mutabik, according to his capability, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my problem is that I have a weak memory. I have a weak yaddasht, meaning memory. I forget things very quickly. Karam farmade sarkar, do something, give me something. I want to have a strong memory. Main aapke hadithon ko yaad rakhna chahta hoon. I want to remember your mubarak and blessed ahadith, your words which you mention. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, O Aba Huraira, take your shawl and place it on the ground. He took his mubarak shawl, he placed it on the ground. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thrice in his apparently empty hands, he did like this as I am making now, and he placed it onto the shawl. Thrice, three times he repeated this, as if he is taking something in his empty hands, which were apparently empty, and he placed it on the shawl. And then he said, Oh Abu Huraira, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, asking him to clutch this against his chest, placing this shawl against his chest. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, had placed that shawl against his chest. Allahu Akbar. And what is the barakat of that? What is the blessings of that? Look, Hazrat Abu Huraira asked for one drop. Ek katra manga tha, sarkar, main bhool jata hoon. I have a weak memory. Karam farmado. Shower your blessings upon me. Do something. He asked according to his capability, according to his capacity. He asked for one drop. Allahu Akbar. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had blessed him with the seas of knowledge and wisdom. Subhanallah. That his memory was so amazing that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, from that day on, I have never forgotten anything which I have heard from the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I never forgot anything. Whatever my Aqa would say, ahadith, I would remember the narrators, I would remember the words of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when you open the books of ahadith, kitne ravi milte hain, how many narrators? And you would find there are so many hadiths narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. How incredible, how amazing is this, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. He asked for one drop. Meri sarkar ne darya baha diye. Allahu Akbar. And with that, my Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had given him not only the darya, not only the waters and the rivers of knowledge, but given him the pearls, which is the wisdom, subhanallah. Now, after understanding the meaning of this couplet which I have mentioned to you, that Mere Kareem se gar katra kisi ne manga, if anyone requested a drop, my generous master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has caused the seas to flow. Darya baha diye hai, durbe baha diye hai. He has caused the seas to flow, granting them its priceless pearls as well, subhanallah.
Mere Kareem se gar katra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye hai.
Subhanallah. Once again, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had mentioned so beautifully in the next couplet. Allah kya jahannam ab bhi na sard hoga, ro ro ke Mustafa ne darya baha diye hai.
Allah kya
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Look at the mind of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, I'm out of words, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. It's something that we should ponder and think about and repent from our sins. In this couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is saying, Oh Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Will the intensity of the hell fire still not get cool? Ab bhi na sard hoga? Will the intensity of the hellfire, that fire which is burning for how many billions of years, that fire which is so strong, it is mentioned in the books of hadith that the fire of this world, the fire of the hellfire, the difference between them is that the fire of hell is 70 times more than the fire of this world. The intensity of the fire of hell is 70 times more than the fire of this world. Thoda sa aag lag jaye, chingari lag jaye, just a little spark that touches your body, you jump out of pain. Then imagine what would happen when one would be placed into the hell fire, dear viewers. Kya hoga hamara? But if there's anything which can extinguish the fire of hell, dunya ka koi bhi pani nahi bujha sakta. There is no water in the world that can extinguish the fire of the hellfire. Allah says, ek hi cheez hai. And then he's saying, Allah kya jahannam ab bhi na sard hoga. Oh Rabb, oh my creator, will the fire of hell, will the intensity of the fire still not turn cool? Sard meaning, will it not get cool? Why? Who can cool this fire? Who can make this fire of the hell become cool? Allah says, yes, there is one thing. Kya hai wo? That is the tears of Mustafa Jaane Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is the tears. It is the asu. It is the mubarak tears of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. We should understand, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. He shed tears and made so much of dua for us that his tears would surely form rivers and seas. No doubt. Itna mere sarkar ne aansu bahaye hamare liye. Aapke. For his ummah. For the sins that we commit. Allahu Akbar. Look at the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How kareem he is. Ghalati hum kare. We commit the sins. We commit the gunah. And then we go to him and then he still covers our sins. Allah says in one share, karke tumhare guna, mange tumhari pana, tum kao daman mea, tum pe karodo durud. Allahu Akbar. Look at how soft, look at how beautiful, look at the nature of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that through the blessings of his tears, our path over the hell will become eased. Through the blessings of his sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's mubarak tears, the tears which he had shed in our gham, in our sorrow, crying for us, he says our path over the fire of hell will be eased. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often weep in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ummah. Whole night Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cry. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves us so dearly that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has kept for us the most distinctive dua which is granted to him. Yes, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel, which I'm telling you now, it is mentioned in the books of Ahadith in Muslim Sharif. It is mentioned under the authority of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What he says, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, every Nabi has been blessed with a special dua, the acceptance of which is guaranteed. The dua of every Nabi will be accepted. Every Nabi has swiftly made use of this dua. Har Nabi ne ye dua kar liya apni ummatiyon mein ke liye, in their eras, in their times, for their ummah. Every Nabi used this dua. They used it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, but I have saved this dua for the intercession of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have saved this dua. Maine dua using it here. I never used this one particular dua. Every Nabi has been given this authority that there is one specific dua that he would make, and that dua is guaranteed to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Nabi has swiftly used his dua, magar maine istimal nahi kiya hai. Why, Ya Rasulullah? Why you never use this dua? He said, maine apne gunahgar ummatiyon ke liye qiyamat ke din isko rakha hua hai. I have saved it for the day of qiyamat. I have saved it for the day of judgment, when my ummah will be in terror, when my ummah will be in difficulty. That time I will make this dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, providing that my ummati passes away with iman. He leaves this dunya with iman. Allahu Akbar. Look at how much our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loves us, dear viewers, under the Madani channel. And very quickly I want to tell you, lastly I want to tell you, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves us to this extent that it is mentioned that when he could not be found, there was a time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being searched for, and no one could find him. Sahaba ikram talash kar rahe hain, dhoond rahe, sarkar kahan tashreef le gaye. And finally, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu met a shepherd. I am just telling you the conclusion of this. And then when he asked that shepherd, that tell me, the person that you have just told me about now, that you know there is a person in this cave, in the mountains, and he is crying. You told me that you have seen a person who is crying for 3 days. Tujhe pata hai ki is ghar mein koi hai jo ro raha hai. Mujhe ye batao, what tasbih is he making? What wazifa is he making? What dua is he making? That shepherd had said, Hazrat Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Masnavi Sharif mein yuh farmate hain, that the shepherd had mentioned, Mi kunad baagiryae har saati, Mi kunad baagiryae har saati, Rabbe habli ummati ya ummati, Rabbe habli ummati ya ummati. That shepherd, that charwaha, that person says, oh Abu Huraira, mujhe nahi pata, I don't know who you are talking about, lekin haan, in this ghar, in this cave, there is a person who is crying for 3 days, 3 din se ahuzari kar raha hai, mujhe nahi pata wo kaun hai, lekin itna pata hai, I know this much, that for 3 days he's only saying one thing. He is crying and he is saying, Rabbi habli ummati ya ummati, oh Allah, hand over the affairs of my ummah to me, ya Allah azza wa jal, forgive my ummah, forgive my ummah. Oh dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that Nabi who cries for us, don't you think it's our responsibility to cry for him as well? Unke ishq mein hum bhi roye. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shed tears for us. It is not our responsibility as ummatis to follow him, to listen to his commands. It is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our major and minor sins. Now understand what Allah Hazrat says. Oh Allah, will the intensity of the hell fire still not become cool? Will it still not turn cool? Whereas the weeping of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has caused oceans to flow. Allah kya jahannam ab bhi na sard hoga, ro ro ke Mustafa ne darya baha diye hain.
Allah kya Yeah.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. What can be said about the generosity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And finally, we would narrate to you this beautiful couplet. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, jab yaad aa gaye hain sab gham bhula diye hain. Mashallah, mashallah.
Unke nisar
Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in this couple of dear views under the Madani channel is saying, Unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho. In this stanza he says, may we be sacrificed upon him. Meaning who? Upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No matter how aggrieved we are, no matter what problem, what difficulty, what hardship we may face, jab yaad aa gaye hain. Whenever we remember him, sab gham bhula diye, all our sorrows are forgotten, all our issues, all our difficulties, all our calamities are then forgotten, they are removed, they are gone. Jab yaad aa gaye hain, sab gham bhula diye hain. Subhanallah. Allah, Allah. Actually, this is how a ummati should be. This is how, or this is the attitude of a lover and a follower of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying that why should we not be sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kyun na hum ap par qurban ho jaye? Why not? Why shouldn't we be sacrificed upon you? For Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for no matter whatever hardship or difficulties we face, it is your remembrance that all our sorrows and difficulties are then removed, as I explained to you. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, when we remember you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you always place your special attention and special blessings upon us. Dekhen, dono taraf se hota hai. If you remember somebody, if you think of somebody, it has to work from both the sides. If you think of somebody, that person also thinks of you. Am I right or wrong? Then only there will be some kind of speciality in this, that you remember that person and that person does not remember you. It is not fair, it is not enough, it is not sufficient. But this is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Because our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam does remember you. He does think of you. And I'm going to explain to you how inshallah azza wa jal, first understand that Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is also reminding us and authenticating another important aqeedah. He is endorsing and explaining to us the importance of this aqeedah, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is aware. He knows the condition of his ummati. Sarkari du alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam knows about the condition of his ummati. Hum kaun se gunah kar rahe hain, kis waqt kar rahe hain, kaise kar rahe hain, kab kar rahe hain, when, how, why, for what, when we repent, when we don't repent, everything is zahir. It is apparent upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and it is not hidden from the sight of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And I will explain to you, inshallah azza wa jal, regarding the apparent condition of the ummati being not hidden from the sight of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, by the power of Nuriya Nabuwa, by the power of the Nubuwwah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is aware and well informed of the condition and status of every follower. Yes, by the power of his prophethood, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him his messenger and granted him this Nubuwwah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is well aware and informed of every condition and the status of every follower. He knows of the point which that person has reached in his deen and aware of the status of his iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even knows the status of your iman, ki tumhara iman kitna pakka hai, kitna mazboot hai. He even knows the strength of your iman. Because why? Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted him this power. He is aware due to which evil it is that he is deprived of spiritual elevation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in short knows everything, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Now let us examine this couplet a little more deeper. What Allah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, Allahu Akbar. And you need to read and understand this couplet with the eyes of love. Muhabbat ki aankhon se isko zara dekhe, muhabbat ki kaanon se zara sune, and with the muhabbat and with the heart of love try to understand what Allah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, subhanallah. Observe carefully. Try to understand carefully. We will realize that the secret, yet very clear message, there is a secret in this. Jab yaad aa gaye hain, sab gham bula diye. Allah is saying there is a secret in this. What is the secret? Jesus, firstly, which is that thing, which is that way, or the most beautiful way to remember the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Agar aap kisi se poochein, which is the way to remember the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? According to the hadith, jawab mein ye aayega, he recite darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama have mentioned that recite darood e paak excessively, abundantly, kasrat se darood padho. Kyu? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, the more darood you will recite upon me, your calamities will be removed, your problems will be removed. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, now there is a secret message in this couplet. Allahu Akbar. He says, may we be sacrificed upon him, no matter what aggrieved we are, whenever we send darood upon you, jab bhi hum aap pe darood padte hain, whenever we send salutations and salams upon you, all our sorrows are forgotten, all our problems are removed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, try to understand the secret behind this, that we need to recite darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is no doubt that no matter how sad or how severe a difficulty may be, or we may face, but when we sit down sincerely, close our eyes, and with ishq and muhabbat, we recite darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through the blessings of sending darood and salutations upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, imagining Gumbad-e-Khadra to be before your eyes. Try to visualize the Mubarak Sunahri Jali in front of your eyes. Try to imagine that you are in Madinatul Munawwara, and you close your eyes and with ishq and muhabbat say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah. And then whatever problem you have, dear viewers, the ulama have mentioned that your problems will be removed, your sorrows will be forgotten, will be made to be forgotten, or you will be given relief from your issues and calamities. Ab shir sunay, unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, jab yaad aa gaye hain sab gham bhula diye hain.
Unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, unke
Yeah.
MashaAllah, Marhaba, MashaAllah, dear viewers and listeners of Madinah Channel, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us the ability and the tawfiq to follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May we inculcate the true love and connection in our hearts for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us obedient followers and ummatis of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Do not forget that. Keep watching Madani channel, inshallah. You can catch us in the coming episodes. Convey this message to others as well, inshallah, azzawajal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our major and minor sins. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation.